From the PEN Studios, this is the Imperfect Moms Club with your hosts, Lisa and Brittany.
On today's episode of Imperfect, Brittany reminds us that we don't suffer from depression, we battle it. And you're a lot more powerful than your depression makes you feel.
So, you had a bad day. No, it's more than that. You have depression. But you're a mom, and you don't have time to have depression. Life doesn't care if you're feeling it today. The kids still have homework and science projects. Dinner still needs to be served. And what about your hubby? He wants just as much attention as your toddler. The dog needs to be walked, and those dentist appointments aren't going to schedule themselves. So what do you do when you're having a really bad depression day and you're a mom? Well, I might not have all of the answers, but I can share what I do and how I survive. Hi, my name is Brittany, and I have depression. I'm not exactly sure when it started, but I can tell you when it got really bad. So right around our third year of marriage, we lost our twins. It was our first pregnancy, and the whole experience was just incredibly devastating. I can truly say that it broke me. During the same time, we each had a parent battling terminal cancer. We both were working really hard in a very high-stress job, and we didn't know it at the time, but we had some pretty toxic people in our lives, so that was adding to the stress levels as well. So I went on for months just staring out of windows and sifting through some very dark thoughts, and honestly, I wish I had accepted help earlier than I did. Because the people around me who loved me could see how bad things were getting, but I couldn't see how bad things were getting. Finally, I gave in and I found myself crying in the doctor's office. Well, they immediately prescribed me some medication. I started seeing a counselor, I was reading all the books, and I still had some bad days. But don't get me wrong, I was feeling so much better. I was smiling again. There was a huge, huge weight taken off of my back. And for the next little while, my depression was kind of like a roller coaster ride. It seemed as soon as we eliminated one toxic relationship in our lives, another one would rear its ugly head. And the thing about toxic relationships is that you don't really know how toxic they are until you're pretty deep and you've already been hurt. We lost a parent to cancer, and then we had a baby. She was beautiful, everything we ever wanted. Then we lost another parent, and then we had another baby. Again, she was beautiful and everything we ever wanted. But to say the least, our emotions were kind of all over the place. And the list of triggers for me just kept getting longer. I've pretty much accepted the fact that I'm going to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I am okay with that. Taking the medication doesn't make me any less of a person. It doesn't make me an inferior mom, a wife, or a school teacher. The same way that taking an asthma inhaler doesn't change a person's value, taking medication for my depression every morning doesn't change my value, and it doesn't change yours either. Don't ever let anyone tell you that. Well, today I want to talk to you about what I do when I'm having a really, really bad day. I want to talk to you about how I manage my depression, and maybe you can find something in here to help you too. Just please remember to contact your doctor if your symptoms start getting worse. I am not a medical professional. I'm not here to offer any medical advice. I can't make your depression go away. There's no magic wand or special essential oil blend that I'll be sharing today that will make everything sunshine and rainbows again. All I can do right now is just share what works for me and maybe offer you a little bit of advice. Or maybe at the end of the day, all I can offer you is just being relatable. That letting you know you're not alone. And I struggle too. And we all struggle in our own ways. And we can all fight our battles in our own ways with our own tools. So let me share you some of mine. We're going to take a quick break, grab a notepad, maybe a coffee, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you how I manage my depression.
The Imperfect Moms Club is brought to you by...
This episode is brought to you by Sally Hansen. Introducing new It Takes Two, your favorite Sally Hansen Miracle Gel. Now available in one convenient pack. Two simple steps, color and top coat, for an up to 8-day mani. Our newest innovation from the Sally Hansen Miracle Gel that you love. So you can create a perfect manicure anywhere. Find Sally Hansen at your local retailer.
That, huh?
So they just magically showed up. I mean, literally, I just opened the door and they were there.
I ordered them, honey.
Oh!
We are very happy with our new Casper.
The comfort is like a Lucius cloud, one of the softer clouds. But it's also a firm cloud, like a Aratio cloud. Always want to be a weatherman.
Guess who I am?
It's the most exciting thing that's happened in our bedroom in a long time. A long time. Right?
This is the Imperfect Moms Club on PEN. Get in touch with the show through the PEN listener hotline at 833-PODS-NET. That's 833-763-7638.
Happy holidays from the team at the Imperfect Moms Club.
And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
All right, let's get into the good stuff. My first piece of advice is to allow yourself to have bad days. Let me say that again. Allow yourself to have bad days. When I can feel a really bad day creeping in and I know it's going to be a doozy, I just let it happen. Fighting it just makes things worse. I know that if I try to keep on trucking on like a good little Girl Scout, I'm going to end up making myself feel worse and I'll probably end up hurting the people that I love. More times than not, I have found myself snapping at my kids or lashing out at my husband because I'm trying to push through on the really, really bad days. If I don't listen to the signals and take a break, I'm going to end up with a bigger mess than I started with. And I'm going to have to pick all of those pieces back up again. Now, there is a time to push through. And let me get a little nerdy right now. I love watching football movies. They're just like the best, honestly. when there's just a few minutes left in the game, the players are all exhausted. Their bodies are just screaming for a break. They've been running at full speed for the entire game. They've been giving it their all, but they're just not going to make it. They're losing the game. They're losing heart. Everyone's heads are hanging. They're defeated, and the game isn't even over yet. Everyone in the stands can feel it, and the coach can feel it. And he walks up, and he just starts yelling at his players. He's not angry yelling. He's yelling like a war cry. He's lifting his players up despite how bad things look. He reminds them where they started, how far they've come, and how much farther they can go if they just push. They can't lose heart. They can't lose hope. All the players look at each other. They're sweating profusely, and they just nod. They keep pushing, and they end up winning the football game in the end. And on my word, the crowd goes wild. I love a good football movie. I love a good underdog story. There is a time to push. The key for me to really navigate this whole depression thing is to know when to push and when to stop and take five. When is it time to get back up? Pull myself up by my bootstraps. And when is it time to lay down? Close my eyes and take a few minutes to recover. I've had to learn how to read the signals my body is giving me. Sometimes I do push through on the bad days, and they end up being great days. Sometimes it is time to push, but sometimes it's not. There's also strength in rest. I have to be in tune with my body enough to know when pushing through is actually going to hurt me in the end. It's like exercising. You need to be in tune with your body to know if you're strengthening your muscles or if you're damaging them. I'm using a lot of sports analogies today, and I think that's just kind of funny because as much as I love a good football movie, I was a bench warmer in high school, and I totally ran the wrong way on the basketball court, and I think they just kept me on the team because they felt bad for me. Maybe they had an extra jersey laying around, and they're like, okay, Brittany, you can be on the team. If I know that I'm going to have a really, really, really bad day, I just cancel plans. I don't force myself to paint on a smile and pretend everything is great and show up. I just let it happen. I curl up in my bed, and I treat myself as if I had the flu. I curl up with all my pillows, and I just give myself a day. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I might listen to some true crime shows, and that's so weird how that makes me feel better. Maybe I'll take a hot shower. I just let the day happen. I give myself grace. Most of the time I wake up the next day and I feel 100% better. Sometimes hitting the pause button lets your brain kind of reset, and that doesn't make you a bad mom. It makes you a mom who's in tune with your needs. And when you take care of yourself, you then can take care of your family. I recently found out that when they drop those oxygen masks in the airplane, you only have 18 seconds to put it on before you start to pass out. That's why they always tell the parents to put the mask on themselves first before assisting their children. Well, I don't know about you. When I'm sitting in the airplane listening to the flight attendant tell me that, I'm like, yeah, right. I'm putting that thing on my baby first, and then I'll put it on myself. Thank you very much. My kids come first. I will die for my kids. But the thing is if you don't get that mask on your kid within 18 seconds and you're fumbling around and the adrenaline is rushing and your kid is freaking out and probably shaking all over the place because they don't know what's going on, and you don't get that mask on them in 18 seconds, you're going to end up passed out. And who's going to help them? If you want to save your kids, you have to put the mask on yourself first. It's not being selfish. If you want to be a good mom, to be there for your family, you have to take care of yourself first. So my first piece of advice is give yourself permission to have bad days. Second is to have a plan for those bad days. Have a plan for those bad days. This is survival mode. And I know if I'm having a really, really bad day, I need to have some sort of plan together for my kids. Maybe you can have a family member on standby that you can call. Maybe it's a close friend. If you have someone you can call to take the kids for a few hours or even for the day, just do it. Somebody that you trust and who you feel safe sharing with, talk to this person ahead of time and ask them if they can be on your backup list, on your plan B. If they can be there for you on your worst days, give them a heads up that you might need their support and ask them if they'll be able to be there for you. But what if you don't have a friend to call? Well, if you have little babies running around, your significant other is just going to have to step in. This is just part of parenting. It's not babysitting. It's co-parenting. They might have to take a sick day and stay home with the kids and help. If you had been all night vomiting, I would hope that your significant other would stay home and help you with the kids. This is really no different. When you need to take a day to reset and get well again, they're just going to have to step up and help. My girls are a little older now, so I know that if I'm having a really bad day, I can just throw an activity on the kitchen table and walk away. I have a bunch of baskets with Play-Doh, arts and crafts, those water pen activity things from Melissa and Doug, and I have these baskets put together ahead of time. I use them for all kinds of things, but they are definitely a lifesaver on my worst days. I keep the baskets in a storage area where my kids can't get to them, so that way when I do pull them out, they're new and exciting. It keeps their attention, and I can crawl on the couch and still be supervising them, and they're totally entertaining themselves. So some things that you can have in these little storage baskets are Play-Doh, cookie cutters, muffin pan, and cupcake liners. You can do puzzles, a bunch of sensory bins. I love a good sensory bin. A basket full of forgotten Happy Meal toys. I shared this tip on another podcast. We were talking about tips of traveling with your kids. And how to keep them happy in the car is to just take their old Happy Meal toys that they've forgotten about, keep them in your purse, and when you start having a kid go crazy in the back seat, throw one of those Happy Meal toys back, and boom, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new toy. They're so excited to play with it. It's great. So just keep a basket of those things laying around. My girls love those dress-up dolls, the like little magnetic ones that you can get. They think those are pretty great. Matchbox cars and race car tracks, a button jar, an empty egg carton. They can sort the buttons by color, by shape. You can search for activity bins and other ideas on Pinterest, so I'm not going to list any more here. Just make up 3 to 4 baskets and just save them for a rainy day. You can thank me later. And you know what? If the Play-Doh just isn't doing it for your kids, turn on the TV. At this point, you're just trying to get through the day and survive. You're not going to ruin your kids' college entrance exam if they have a full day of TV today. Ignore that mom guilt and just turn it on. It's okay. You're not a bad mom. Now, when it comes to keeping everybody fed, my girls are old enough to make their own peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and get their own snacks. I have their snacks down low where they can reach them. I've already taught them how to pull a stool up to the counter, make their own lunch. I have the bread, the peanut butter, the jelly, the butter knives. They're all within their reach. And I've taught them the skills ahead of time, so I know that they're not going to go hungry. Now, there might be a little bit of a mess later for me to clean up. But when is there not? When is there not jelly all over the place, even on a good day? I mean, honestly. Sometimes I happen to have a couple of those Lunchables in the refrigerator, and those are great to have on hand just in case. Or maybe you just keep a frozen pizza in the freezer. You can just pop it in the oven for, 15, 20 minutes? Boom, dinner. Done. Something quick and easy that you can throw at the kids when you just need a minute. Just have something in your back pocket, in the freezer, ready to go. I know that my husband is never going to go hungry, so I don't really worry about him. I might make myself a piece of toast and just call it a day. But I know that my husband and my kids are independent enough to handle themselves for at least one day. Okay, so first thing we talked about, allow yourself to have bad days. Second, have a plan for the bad days. And third is take care of yourself. This is going to look different for everyone, but it's really important. Depression is a liar. It says you're not worth it. It says you're a failure. It lies and says you have no future. But you're going to start pushing back against those lies by taking care of yourself. Depression says you're not worth it, but you are worth it. You are worth spending a few minutes brushing your hair and tying it into a braid. You are worth crawling out of bed for a minute and pouring yourself a cup of tea. In fact, grab a cookie while you're at it, because you're worth it. Depression says you're a failure, but you're not a failure. You're still here. You fought hard and have come this far. That's worth something. It's part of your success story. You can spend some time taking a hot shower and ignoring the daily chores today. Pushing them aside for today does not make you a failure. Taking care of yourself is winning. Once your cup is full, it will spill out onto others, onto your kids, onto your family and your friends. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So fill it up. Depression lies and it says that you have no future. But you do have a future. You can do a little bit of shopping therapy and buy that cute dress for a later date night. There will be a rainbow at the end of the storm. Look forward to that rainbow. Plan for that rainbow because it's coming. The same way you plan for your daughter's third birthday party and you start collecting party decorations, plan for that rainbow. You don't have to set anything in stone and call all your girlfriends for a girls' night out. Just know that there is a future coming. I remember a time in my depression when I stopped buying myself things. I stopped buying myself makeup, clothes, or just fun treats. I thought to myself, why even bother? I'm not even going to be here long enough to wear that shirt. I won't even be here long enough to use all of the foundation. I'm not going to buy it because I'm going to leave as much money as I can for my family when I'm gone. That's how dark things were for me. But that was a terrible place to be, and I wasn't planning on my future. All that I could see was the storm and the waves crashing down around me. I didn't see the rainbow waiting for me around the corner. I wasn't planning for the rainbow around the corner. So a little bit of self-care for me is planning for my future. Mostly that morphs itself into shopping therapy. Maybe for you, that means writing out your bucket list. And honestly, who cares how crazy the list gets? Just write it all down and put your bucket list on your mirror where you're going to see it. Make a Pinterest board with all the places that you want to visit. This is going to look different for everyone, but you need to do some sort of self-care. Grab a fun coffee drink and a bagel through the drive-thru. They don't care if you're in your pajamas and your hair is a mess. In fact, take your kids with you and throw some sprinkled donuts in the back seat for them. They'll think it's the best day ever. Maybe you can rent that one movie you've been dying to watch on Amazon. It's only a couple bucks. And I honestly, when I was a kid, I remember basically watching movies all day too, when I was sick in bed. It might be a small thing like brushing your teeth, changing your underwear, but do something. Some sort of self-care to fight the lies and prove to yourself that you're worth it. Someone once said, I have depression, but I prefer to say I battle depression instead of I suffer with it, because depression hits, but I hit back. Battle on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I will recap everything that we've talked about.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Imagine a world where potty training is fun, fast, and easy. Only pull-ups have Disney graphics that fade when wet to teach big kids to stay dry, so they're motivated to keep the music going.
This episode is brought to you by Vistaprint. You know when you give someone a gift that's so thoughtful they couldn't possibly part with it? This season, celebrate your favorite people by giving them something only they could get. At Vistaprint, capture that epic girls' weekend in a calendar for your besties. Or send everyone a gorgeous holiday card with your family making not-so-gorgeous faces. Make something just for them at Vistaprint.com/podcast and make it un-regiftable.
Enjoying this show? Be sure to check out all the shows across the Podcast Entertainment Network, where there's a show for every interest. Visit www.podcastentertainment.com to browse through the full collection of shows.
Happy holidays, season's greetings, and Merry Christmas from the Podcast Entertainment Network. And here's wishing you a healthy and prosperous 2022.
And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
Well, welcome back. Our time together is almost done, but let's recap what we've talked about today. First is to allow yourself to have bad days. The second thing we talked about is to plan for those bad days. Have a plan for those bad days. The third thing is to take care of yourself. Again, if you find yourself in a really, really dark space, please, please, please reach out to a friend, to your doctor, and get yourself some help. Ending everything is not the way out, and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. There is strength in knowing your limits and knowing when you need a sidekick. We all need a boost every now and then, and no one is Wonder Woman. She's a fictional character, and even at that, she needed help sometimes in those comic books too. I've come to terms with the fact that I will be dealing with depression for the foreseeable future. And I am okay with that. I allow myself to have those bad days. I don't just throw myself into the depths of despair. I fight it. Sometimes I fight by pushing through. And sometimes I fight it laying down. But either way, I am fighting. I take my medication every morning with my coffee. I try to avoid my triggers as much as possible. And I plan for the really bad days. I know they're coming. I wish I could just pencil them in my calendar when it would be the most convenient time for me, but you and I both know that life doesn't work that way. All I can do is play with the cards that I've been dealt. And maybe I have a few tucked up my sleeve. We're moms. We wake up, we do the thing. Sometimes we're the perfect Instagram mom, and sometimes we're the mom curled up in bed, just waiting for the storm to pass. Whichever mom you are today, just know you mean the world to your children. And if you're worried about being a good mom, you probably already are a good mom. I hope that this episode has helped somebody out there. I hope that this has made you feel validated. Your pain is real. I hope that you've been able to find some tools to use on your journey. And at the end of the day, I want you to know that you are worth fighting for. You are loved and you mean the world to somebody. You are not a failure. You have a future and you're not alone. I am right there with you.
Want to get in touch with the show? Email us at imperfect@podcastentertainment.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Imperfect Moms Club.